Andrew Brady, good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Ollie. On the streets of central London here this morning. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, you too, but a worrying attack overnight. 5 acid attacks.
Yeah, several people in hospital, one with life-changing injuries, and a teenager in police custody. Now, this started at 10:30 last night, London time, North London. Then there were incidents in East London, in Shoreditch. Basically, two suspects operating on a moped, and the modus operandi was that they appeared to have been wanting to steal other people's mopeds and using acid as the weapon. So several members of the public got acid in their face last night, 5 separate attacks, at least one in custody, a teenager. He will be questioned later on today.
Yeah, just awful indeed. Now, what has Donald Trump said about Macron's wife?
Well, international diplomacy really is plumbing new depths. We've never seen anything like this man before. He's in France. Today is Bastille Day. It is the French National Day of Celebration, July the 14th. It's huge. It's also 100 years since the Americans entered World War I. So there was a dinner last night up the Eiffel Tower, and the two couples, the Trumps and the Macrons, ate together. Now, there's some footage has been put out by the French government of the two couples meeting, and Donald Trump is heard to compliment the French president, Emmanuel Macron, on what good physical shape his wife is in. And then you hear the word, beautiful. It's Donald Trump complimenting another world leader on what good nick his wife is in. You couldn't make it up.
Now, what have we learnt from your interview with Harry Styles?
Well, I'll tell you something that he didn't tell me in the interview I did the other day, because this is now making the headlines, and it's not my interview, despite the fact that I was with him 36 hours ago. He's considering retiring from acting. Now, that's quite big news, really, Harry.
Yeah.
When I said to him, how's it going, anything you want to tell me in this interview? And he just went, oh, let's just go with it, man. Let's see what happens. Retiring from acting after one movie. He's all over the showbiz pages today. Harry Styles is in Dunkirk. A lot of people are saying, oh, it's a bit of a gimmick, you know, for publicity to have a guy from One Direction in the movie. There are many, many great acting talents in it. Kenneth Branagh is in there. James McAvoy is in there. Sir Mark Rylance, the Oscar winner. It's a brilliant film. It's an absolutely brilliant film. I think people are going to really enjoy it. But Harry Styles says it could be one movie and out for him. I do wonder.
Yeah, well, he's a good publicity machine, and if this may be his only movie, everyone will flock to it, and we're all playing into the publicity machine that is Harry Styles.
It's true. They'll all remember my interview where I didn't get the exclusive.
Well, you go and enjoy your weekend, mate. Thank you. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Bring it on, Ollie, and you and all our listeners. See you on